This is Peter Aylward at Tidman Billa Tracking Station, and I have a special guest with me, Mr. John Walker.
Good morning.
John, you're out here from the US, and you're with NASA in charge of the Deep Space Tracking Network. Could you explain exactly what your role is?
Gladly. I'm the operations manager for our tracking networks that NASA runs, and the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex here is one of the stations I manage. We've been meeting with our Australian colleagues here this week. I've had a very interesting time. We were talking about budgets, operations, how they're doing, what missions we're tracking, and the people are doing an outstanding job here. We're very happy with the Australian effort.
But John, you were just talking about your work out here at the moment. You're out here to review some work that's going on?
Right. We try to keep an eye on the wonderful work our colleagues here in Australia are doing for us managing this tracking station. And so we discuss with them budgets, how much things are costing, the great work they're doing, what progress they're making on building the new antenna, for example. We're putting in a new 35-meter antenna. Quite a bit of work. They're going to lift the aperture in a couple weeks, so they're quite far along on that. So we discuss with them the progress. I hear from the facilities folks, logistics, all the operations crews, and we, you know, basically discuss how the site's going and how the management's working.
So we're out here celebrating the 40th anniversary of DSS 43, and I understand that's undergoing some upgrades at the moment.
Right, so it's in a DLM. When I first started working for NASA, we used so many acronyms, I couldn't understand a word anybody was saying. A DLM is a depot level maintenance. So you go down and you scrape the bare metal so you can repaint, but also we replaced a lot of cabling and we replaced the runner, the steel track that the antenna rotates on so it can point to the proper spacecraft. And that's been a lot of work. That's been in work since last November, I believe. So they finished with all the runner work and regrouting. The grout gets old, oil gets into it, it starts to crumble. So that's all been replaced. They've finished the cabling, so now we're just getting the antenna control unit up to speed and all that kind of thing. So that should be back online within a month or so.
Okay, so the facility is run by CSIRO for NASA. And so do they, like, is the antennas that being built and being modified, is that built in Australia? Is it all built in the US and brought out? How does that kind of work?
It's some of all of the above. So the antenna was actually, the aperture was built in Spain. And I think General Dynamics, both here and in the States, is doing all the aperture, the steelwork, the structure. And the Australian, there's Australian local companies that did all the concrete work and the cable trenches and all the roadways and facilities. So it really is an international effort to build one of these massive antennas.
Now, obviously, NASA's undergoing some budget challenges, as I guess the world is. How's that affecting what you're doing here? Is it sort of year to year the way you have to plan things, or you have a longer cycle?
We have about a 7-year cycle where we plan for the next 7 years. Now, yes, we are under serious budget pressure. If you read the newspaper, I think most countries are, and we're doing our best to spend our money wisely and as efficiently as we can, and we're doing a good job of that here. And that's one of the reasons I'm out here, to get good ideas from the local folks on ways to save money. I mean, I could certainly dictate cut this or cut...
John...
And I just wanted to add that, in case it wasn't picked up earlier, that I'm expecting, and I do get from the local people here, the Australian crews working on the site, their good ideas on ways to be more efficient and help us spend our, I got to say, meager dollars wisely. So, you know, we could dictate how to do cuts or how to do this or that, but these guys are the experts.